The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello there, I'm Marcy Martin, your rosarian here at plantersplace.com, and today I'm going to tell you a story called What Does Vintage Mean to You? My husband Bob and I love to go antiquing. We have a wonderful collection of antiques in our home, and we appreciate all the workmanship that went into their creation. I love vintage glassware and French, German, and English china, especially when the china has roses all over it. Bob collects antique tools. His interest began when spending time with his grandfather when he was little. Mine started with my grandmother's gifting me with some family treasures when I was 23. I have been collecting for many years now, and I've discovered other vintage treasures over time. Not everything belongs in a china closet or a tool chest or a wine cellar. Over my years of gardening, antique roses have found their way into my rose beds. There are many good reasons to grow vintage roses. Some of them have been around for hundreds of years. Some bloom only once, while others have a repeat bloom. Some have gazillions of petals, and some have only five or six. I know rosarians who grow old garden roses, or OGRs, exclusively because they have shady gardens. Once blooming, OGRs set their buds before the trees leaf out, and because they don't need the sun to rebloom until the following year, they will grow happily in high shade for the rest of the summer. OGRs set beautiful hips or seed pods, which give added fall and wintertime interest to the antique rose bed. There are thousands of them to choose from. They are usually easily propagated, too. Often they'll send out suckers from the base of the plant. Being on root roses, all you have to do is dig up a sprout, pop it into some potting soil in a container, and grow it in a sunny spot until you have an established root system. My friend Mariana simply takes cuttings and sticks them into the soil under an established rose. My grandmother did the same thing, only she'd also cover the cutting with a clean glass jar, making sure that there was enough shade so that the cutting wouldn't burn from direct sunlight in its mini greenhouse. In olden times, when a beloved family member passed away, often folks would take a cutting from a favored rose and start it at home to plant at the cemetery. There are countless old garden roses in graveyards all over the country. I found one that I got permission to propagate and share with rose friends that I call Hartford's Old North Cemetery Rose because no one is sure what its official name is. Those of us growing it just love it, though. My old ladies are planted on a hill in my backyard that I call my Rose Forest Garden. When they attain their maximum growth, it will look like a forest indeed. Old North is there, and a couple of old roses that got rescued from a bulldozer in a local garden redo. There is La Belle Sultane, a big purple blossom producer from unknown Dutch origins before 1795, and Rosa Mundi, a pink-striped rose from before 1581. Rose de Reche lives there too, a pre-1900 Damask Perpetual with a scattered rebloom, and so does Rosa Gallica officinalis, the apothecary's rose, from before 1240. Hybrid Rugosa's Delicata, a soft pink from England in 1898, and Magnifica, introduced in 1905, look like giant beech roses. My friend Audrey pulled up a sucker from her Alica and gave it to me several years ago. It has 4-inch single blooms, and there are hundreds of them on the plant when it blooms. It was found in Russia and introduced to North America in 1906. These roses all have several things in common. They're extremely hardy, most of them grow very large, most have fairly good disease resistance, and they're usually the first roses in my gardens to bloom. The best thing, they are all intoxicatingly fragrant. Find a spot in your garden for a few of these beauties, and I guarantee you won't be sorry. You can grow a little history, too. Till next time, I'm Marcy Martin for PlantersPlace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at PlantersPlace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.